This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The government of Pakistan says it captured another dozen people over the weekend with suspected links to Al-Qaeda. Pakistan says it has made a series of big arrests over the past 5 weeks. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports on what those arrests mean for one of the most important alliances in the war on terror.
Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf made a strategic decision shortly after the 9/11 attacks. He turned his back on the Taliban and sided with the United States in the war against terrorism. In testimony recently before the House Armed Services Committee, Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz said that Musharraf's decision put the Pakistani president at risk, but enabled the United States to prosecute the war against Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan.
It's a decision that's cost him two near misses in people attempting to assassinate him. It's a decision that's taken enormous courage, but it's the decision that I believe also will bear fruit for him and for his country.
And indeed it has. In return for Musharraf's help, the United States has funneled millions of dollars to Pakistan in the form of bilateral military and economic aid. The United States also lifted sanctions against Pakistan, opening the way for assistance from the World Bank and the IMF. Michael Kraft, who resigned in May from the State Department's Office of Counterterrorism, says the war on terrorism has fundamentally altered relations between Washington and Islamabad.
At one time, back in the late 1990s, the State Department Counterterrorism Office, where I worked, even was considering whether Pakistan should be designated as a state sponsor of terrorism. But the past few years, especially since 9/11, there's been a great deal of cooperation.
Christina Rocha, Assistant Secretary of State for South Asia, agrees that the relationship with Pakistan has been transformed.
The fact is that Pakistan is a frontline state in the war on terror, and that's really what gets the most press. But we also have deepening economic ties, deepening people-to-people ties, military-to-military. It is really set on the path to go for a very long-term partnership.
But members of the 9/11 Commission, in their recent report on terrorism, question whether that partnership is sustainable, given Pakistan's enduring poverty, poor educational system, and rising tide of Islamic extremism. Commission member Christopher Kojum told the House International Relations Committee last week that Washington is very dissatisfied with the lack of democracy in Pakistan and the country's abysmal record on nuclear arms control.
At the same time, the war on terrorism at the moment is the number one national security threat to our country, and Pakistan's cooperation is essential. Now, we've got to balance all these things.
Kojum says the 9/11 Commission recommends giving aid to Pakistan long-term without conditions, despite Washington's distaste for Pakistan's military government and some of its policies. Hussein Haqqani disagrees with that recommendation. Haqqani, a visiting scholar at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, served as an advisor to two previous presidents of Pakistan, Benazir Bhutto and Nawaz Sharif.
I think the United States does need to continue to support General Musharraf. However, it should be conditional and not unconditional support. General Musharraf needs to move away from the traditional paradigm of the Pakistani military leadership. His biggest problem is that he has to confront his fellow generals and himself, his own view, his own worldview before 9/11, after all, was to support the Taliban.
Haqqani says that Washington must not be naive in dealing with General Musharraf.
You have an ally of convenience, and yet you are virtually treating him as if he was an ally of commitment.
Haqqani also warns that U.S. aid to Pakistan is not necessarily having the desired effect. He notes that all of the U.S. economic assistance this year was devoted to paying down Pakistan's debt.
While paying down debt is a good idea, as far as the average Abdullah in some back street of Karachi is concerned, what does he get from it? His life does not improve, and therefore it makes him angrier, both against the Pakistani military leadership and against the United States, whom he sees as backing the Musharraf regime.
Assistant Secretary Rocha agrees that U.S. aid needs to trickle down to the average Pakistani. She notes that President Bush has proposed a 5-year assistance package for Pakistan, which allocates $300 million in the next year for economic aid and $300 million for military assistance. The only problem is that the president must go to Congress each year to keep the program alive and with no guarantee of success. Michael Kraft says the congressional budget cycle is a big problem in trying to convince Pakistan of enduring U.S. assistance.
I've seen over the years a problem of sustaining support. You can't just turn these programs off and on and expect them to have results.
Members of the 9/11 Commission acknowledge this and other problems, but say they must be overcome. Because if President Musharraf is overthrown or ceases to cooperate, the world could face a new terrorist sanctuary in a country with nuclear weapons. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.